Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv?
I guess that I'm fresh on what I manifest. I never
pretend. Hold it, what's going on?
Just ice going way back, instrumental. Oh, we've got some tube maps as well. You could do an outline.
Oh, yeah.
Tube map.
Yeah,
it's an outline.
I'll take it.
Tag.
Okay, yeah, tag it.
How long it takes me to do an outline, bro?
Yeah,
really?
Months.
Oh, really? Yeah. But what about your old stuff?
Even that.
Really?
I find it harder to do the simpler stuff now.
Really? Yeah, to get it, yeah. Because you know what, with the simpler stuff, especially that style when you used to do like almost straight little or getting fatter at the bottom, the way it gets fatter at the bottom has to be perfect for it to be pulled off correctly. You know what I mean? Loads of people try and do that. Every style, I'll do this and then I'll do that one coming out here and measure and enjoy this. It's got to be the same all the way through. You killed it like that, man. Killed it.
It was one of them things, isn't it?
Yeah, man.
Yo, party people, inside the place to be, episode 123 of Arms House to Your Mum's House. We're very West London centric here in Arms House, yeah? But this is going to be a super duper West London fly zone.
I'm buzzing!
We got the man.
The king!
Bat!
The son of dance!
No, he's a humble guy. We don't, you know.
He doesn't like it, but I've got to just let you know, yeah, this guy fucking killed it. And for real, not because of the pod, you are one of my favourite writers of all time.
Which I've never, for me, of all time.
Mm. And the influence on me as well. I'm talking up there with like Min Won, and then from here, it was man like Bats was in 100, and I never met you. So there was always that kind of rah.
Yeah.
Who's Bats, you know, like rare. There was that as well, you know.
That West London Central line, that was the line we grew up on.
District as well.
And also your like Mullering it era. Was like the very late 80s, early 90s. Yeah,
well, definitely like early 90s.
Early 90s.
Jumped off in 90, basically.
Okay, yeah.
It what in 90?
90, jumped off in 90, man. Yeah, serious.
But
yeah.
So when I was 12, 13, 14, those formative years when you're like going, these looking around at all these gods around you, you know, when you're a little kid, everything is just fucking huge. You were one of those names at that time. So that's why when we use the word legend and we use the word king and all that stuff, to us, it means something. You know what I mean? We don't just throw those words around like that. You know what I mean? It's a personal thing.
And it means, you know, we know what it is, what it means as well. Insides, outsides, track sides, pieces style. And dubs. Style. That's something that, yeah.
Can we start off?
I've never said that. You're one of my favourite writers, man. No, style-wise, man.
Let's start. Why did you write Baps? Is it to do with titties? No. Yeah?
No.
Was it Baps as in like a sandwich? No.
You know how simple it is, man.
What?
This is how simple it is. It's my surname.
Oh, wow. Okay.
My surname. Yes, that's as simple as it goes.
Yeah? What, and you wrote that the whole time and you got nicked with it as well?
Yeah.
Did you? Doesn't give a fuck.
Okay, so it's as simple as that. All right, I didn't realize.
Yeah, it's simple.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. There we go.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
You know, when people say, yeah, you know, yeah, something that's close to them, something relates to them, how much closer can you get?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, I'm going to take the piss.
It's but luckily, Baps has different meanings as well. So it's not like instantly when someone sees Baps, they're going to think of that name.
Yeah.
Because there are some words. They're a bit too close to the.
Yeah.
To the
I'm going to make a WhatsApp group for both of us so I can share the photos he sent.
You know what you say in that, yeah? It's like, you said Baps.
Yeah.
It's Bap.
Okay.
Think about it.
Bap. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Baps come later.
It's true.
So you're saying about these different like connotations to it, yeah?
Mm.
It was like Bap. So when someone says, oh, was it me? Honestly, you should say, yeah, Black and Proud.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Instead of saying anything else, yeah, Black and Brown, that's what it was.
There we go. And especially back then, I'm sure it still happens now, we used to make acronyms out of everything as well back then, you know? When I first met you, It must have been maybe 96, 97.
You will not. In the 90s, yeah, really?
But you won't remember this.
Yeah. Tell me he jacked you for all the money.
No, close. All close. Now, you weren't on the whole jacket.
No,
thing,
no, no, man.
Nah?
No,
do you ever get he was. It's just because his missus is watching. Is that how I held
No, I didn't, man. That's been the same all the way through.
Okay, cool.
You know what I mean? People will make up stories and say, yeah, this and that happened. But, you know what I mean? The real truth, I'll sit here and I'll say what the truth is, bro. You know what I mean? Because people, you know, in the graph game, man, people are full of shit. They'll make up a story about it. Next minute, someone meets you, go, oh, yeah, I heard you about it. What
are you talking about? Yeah, I'm sure I've heard things about him. Back in the day, it was just such a long time ago, phasey memory.
It was just assumed.
You don't know about him, he's a massive brother. Like,
no, it was just assumed back in the day. Like, that's the thing. Like, okay, he's older, he's bigger, that means he's going to jack you. You know what I mean? Like, kind of, you just had to make that assumption first.
True,
but no, but then now, saying that, when I first met you, I say met. We were, me, Frez, and maybe a couple other people were at the Cashel Wall down here in North Acton. And we were just, you know, doing, I don't know, shitty dubs or something. We were toys, we were like 15 years old, something like that. And then you, because it's a footpath and the central line runs next to it. And so we're there painting. You could do that spot during the day. You know, it wasn't legal, but no one really gave a shit. And it was one of those long pathways where you could see someone coming from a mile away. So if it did get hot, you could just jump the fence or duck out. Anyway, so yeah, you bopped past. And we're just there like, okay, we're trying to clock you to read, you know, what you're going to do. And then you just come up, you go, oh, give me the tin. And I was like, all right, like that. Yeah, I gave you it. And then you scaled the wall, up high, because obviously loads of dubs on there. And then you did a BAP in that classic style. And then you gave the tin
back. What a reach.
And just kept bopping. Yeah, just a tag.
And then bopped off.
You know what? I can't even remember that.
Yeah, of course not.
No at all.
Back, man. No, shit.
But for us, we were like, no, that was bad. Bad bullshit. He used my tin.
He didn't know. He didn't use your tin because he knows you're a pussy, bruv. He used my tin, bruv. You see, that one time. He knows I'm a bad man, isn't
it? Just because you see, like, for me, that was a fond memory. Yeah, for you, that was just what? I was just going home.
Was passing through. I don't even know what I was doing down there, man.
Yeah.
Just passing through.
But that was jokes. And I remember you being nice. You know what I mean? Like, and humble. Like, you know.
Always humble, man.
Yeah, no kicking off or nothing.
What year did you say that was?
It must have been 96, 97. Something around there.
Well, but the thing is, them times, I don't even know what I was doing around that way. You know what I mean? So.
Because you're from. Originally grew up, what, Norfolk?
Norfolk,
yeah. Norfolk, west.
Yeah.
Down there, A40. And then, what, you moved about a bit, or?
Not really far, man. Norfolk, Tracy's, Harrow, South Harrow. Yeah. That was it for about 20, 30 years, man. Then, obviously, recent times, I've moved out.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
so, you know what I mean? Yeah, just local. Yeah. Local, you know what I mean?
And I think what your yard was the rice lip one.
I love that place.
Yeah?
I was going to ask you, what was your favourite yard? What yard did you smash the most, and what was the favourite one? If they were different.
Rice Lip smashed it.
Really?
Daily, weekly, nightly. Wow. It was just... It
how many
like,
times do you reckon you've done Rice Lip?
Average,
you know what I mean? You could say 30, 20, you know, it doesn't...
It could have been up to about 50 times, man. You know, just used to go there. That's the first place I went.
Yeah.
You know,
who took you there?
Would you go to Jay's?
I eventually started going on my Jay's because it was that safe. But the first time I went was Error.
Oh yeah, okay.
And I think one of the pics I sent you. You go on about that yellow BR.
That's what I sent it to you. Yeah.
Look at this one here.
Oh.
This one here, classic style. That B, I'm still biting that B to this day.
Wait, let me see which one.
That one.
Forget about it. Where's that? That's on the wall, isn't it?
You know what?
Isn't that Ealing? Greenford.
Yeah. Greenford. I just love that style. Greenford.
Bruv, why don't you do this now? Whenever you want, you can't.
No, you don't want to remain stagnant. You always.
No, he's not standing doing that mad wild style burners. But if you drop these as well, people would be like, raw team. I mean, look at it. It's perfect. The P is perfect. Yeah, the P is perfect. There's nothing. The A is perfect. The B.
All right.
Give me my phone. It's a bit of a bitch to do a B though sometimes.
Yeah.
Why doesn't it flip over, man? What's the matter with your phone, man?
I don't like doing that. I like to keep it like that.
Mate. It has got a border, but it's quite a light border.
Yeah, it's like a parchment or something, a border on that.
And this is all racked paint, obviously.
Of course, man.
Yeah.
Well, I'll give you a story about that, yeah?
Yeah.
I went down there
What, to this spot?
Yeah. So on my ones, man, just... And I was there, I had everything to do it. And I got out of blue smooth right, and I was like, nah. I said, no, I aren't putting a blue outline on that. So I left it, and I went back the next night with a black. Really? Yeah.
Uh-huh. Was that what the first... You saying you had this smooth right when you went to do it first night?
Yeah.
And you said, no. Like,
nah, nah.
Why not?
Black, just... It just, you know, when something you just think, yeah, it's not going to feel right.
Okay.
So, yeah.
I went back. For the outline. Yeah, I thought you meant the border. Okay.
Yeah, the outline. So I went back the next night and then put a black around it.
Yeah, man.
Outlined it in black. And you know what? That was there. That piece was there for about 25 years.
Wow.
The only reason it went because someone ended up working behind that and knocked down the fence.
That's the only reason it went. Lucky, you lot are lucky he didn't say someone dogged it out. I would have bust you in your face, bro.
Well, Jesus. Okay, talking about colours and racking and stuff, back then, obviously, there was an element of using what was available. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't like nowadays where you can sit and choose which colours and then get them sent to your house and all that fucking stuff. So how much was... just using what was available, or how much were you accumulating now? This colour, I'm going to use it with this colour and that.
It just, whatever you racked up, man. Cornflower blue was just one of them colours that was just always there. You know what I mean? So I think general colours, cornflower blue, willow green.
Yeah.
And everything else was just like a bonus, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Standard, when you went racking, home styles especially, always racked a can of red oxide. Have to rack a can of red oxide, you know standard. What I mean? So yeah, it was whatever was there, you know what I mean?
Red oxide stained the silver steel trains, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Apart from the districts, man.
Yeah.
Everything was just like, bang. But yeah, we had fun with that, man.
Yeah, I bet, man. I bet.
When was that onk? You see that onk there?
Oh, on the front.
You know what? Was that 90 or... Is it 90?
You were writing BAP in 90, though.
Yeah, still I wrote that as well.
At the same time.
Where did onk come from? Was it because you got nicked and so you had to write
that? No, I think I just got to that stage where I was just like...
Who's that?
Yeah, I'm just going to change it up a little bit.
Yeah, play around.
You know what I mean? Just play around with some words and that, man. But it was like a little nickname that people gave me from my estate and that. So, yeah, I started writing that.
It came from Unk, like Uncle or no?
No, just Unk, yeah.
Okay.
And then again, what we were saying earlier, it's just like, one nutty child or one nutty kid.
One nutty kid. All right, I like that a lot, man.
But that was nothing to do with it. Someone asked me, and again, I was like,
you made it up.
You know what I mean? Like...
Well, we made, Amber, I come up with Amber because of whatever reason. I think it was a Foster's beer advert. It was the search for the Amber nectar. Anyway, that was why I came up with it. But then later on, I was like, all mans be aware. the acronym for Amber. And my mate Insa, he was like, imagine.
All mans be aware.
Yeah. Or all mans be afraid.
Yeah, who are you talking to? Oh, you're like 14.
You're just trying to come up with acronyms. Man. And then Insa was like, imagine never seeing again.
That was his.
No way. Oh my days. Who was Denise?
Oh, she was just a friend of mine, man.
Okay.
Yeah, she was just a friend.
Not a romantical interest.
Have you got the Denise piece there?
I do here. Should I share it on the group? Yeah.
I've got both.
Let me. I'll share them both.
Is this the wall in the union that's been fenced over?
Yeah.
Yes. That is it.
So there's a massive chance that is still there.
No, that's gone.
That's gone. Yeah.
Glad I missed the back on there as well.
Did you?
Yeah, I remember a long time ago.
Mate of mine actually went over at the time.
Who?
Some guy, I know. Back in about 92. A mate went over it and he said, yeah, you had two on the wall. I was like...
What did he write?
Lower. Rest in soul, man. You know what I mean?
L-O-W...
L-O-E-R.
L-O-E-R.
Yeah. But yeah, he went over it and I was just like... Okay then.
What blue is that? That's a nice blue, smooth, man. Really?
Smooth right blue, yeah, man.
Was that your favourite? What about Hammerite and Simonize Chromes?
That's all you could get, man. Yeah, you know what I mean? It's just like, whatever car shop you went into, you just got to be, that's some of that.
What was your racking technique? Did you have one of them big jackets with all the lining cut up and stuff?
No, I went fortunate, man. I just went in there.
Put it inside the trousers and then just fall back out.
Yeah.
Just
about I remember I was in Colindale, and I went out racking on my own and, you had the pin rolls and that. I was just like, And then all of a sudden, I was walking out and the door was jammed. So I said, can you open the door for me? Started walking out, one of the cans went, dunk!
Really?
Started rolling down on the floor and that. So I looked around and I was like, just cut.
It fell out the bottom.
It fell out the bottom, yeah. the spill out the bottom, and the woman's looking at me, and I was like, yeah, time to go.
Bam. I'm gone. Yeah, gone.
I want to bring it back to this Denise dub, because we've spoken about this a couple of times.
Tell the people why we were speaking about this.
Because we were talking about dubs on the London Underground.
But like the greatest dubs on the London Underground,
yeah.
No?
They're great, yeah. Our favorite, or yeah.
Is that dubs. On the group? Is that on the group? You've pinged
I've just pinged it. That and the piece, but let's talk about the dub first. Red Outline. Did you all used to sit around? Because how well did you document your stuff back then?
Oh, you know what? I didn't. You know,
didn't.
It, well, whoever took photos took photos. If I had a camera, I was lucky, bro. But quite honest, it just. I don't know. It wasn't about documenting, was it?
Mm.
You know, things just happened. But I think by sort of that time, people were just taking photos. There was people out there. You know, always riding the lines, taking photos.
So. I mean, thank God they were.
Yeah,
that's the thing to catch that. But it was all about seeing it running. Yeah. You wouldn't sit there at home like just lording over photos and stuff.
The way, I mean, look at the end on the bottom of the windows, bro. It's like they don't even if they buffed it from the windows, they wouldn't have even touched it. Like everything's done perfect. The three little bits coming off the D and the E, perfect. Like the stars are equidistant, perfect. Like it's fucking bad. The highlights are banging. It doesn't have a shadow and a border. Doesn't even need it. You know what I mean? It's one of them ones. It stays, it's cotching on its J's. It doesn't need, that thing rolling out and doesn't need anything. Like, it's done.
So you said Era was a big influence on you when it came to letters. What inspired you outside of Graph, if there was anything?
No, there wasn't anything, man. No? I just was out there, you know what I mean? So. Yeah. It was just doing what we was out there to do, you know what I mean?
Yeah, of course.
Out there!
I think Era inspired me when I first started. Mm-hmm. I think because even before I met him, I was doing little bits and pieces, but not, you know, out there on the lines or anything like that. So, and when I met him, you know, we ended up out there.
Yeah.
And it was just like on a mad one. But even this was...
Where was that done?
That was an early one in G.
In G?
Yeah. Mm. Me, Cherish, and... Fame.
What a lineup, bro. What, and Fame done a dub as well? Do you all do dubs?
Fame done some, I don't even know what it was, but it was bad.
Like a wild style window
dub. It was a simple letter thing.
Oh, is it?
But it was partly filled in. It's hard to explain. Yeah, we've done it. It had like a bit of purple, that's like a black, kind of like a fluorescent kind of orange, but it wasn't filled in properly. But it was bad. It was fucking bad, you know what I mean? It was just like, okay. And then Cherish done a, I can't remember what it was, next to mine.
Fucking
in
Cherish.
Gold, you know what I mean?
Yeah. What, on the same, what, so you done a whole car with Cherish from there to there, and then Cherish from there to there, yeah?
Yeah. And we got the Denise.
If anyone's got that photo, bruv, of the whole car, send it in.
I probably could find it, actually, man. I'll dig it up and I'll find it, yeah. I know I've definitely got it in there.
Is there a reason you didn't put a shadow and a border? No, did you know it was Chris?
Just done it.
Just done it like...
Yeah, it
was. Or that was the only paint you took?
That was the only paint I took there.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Just for this mission.
Yeah.
Bruv, and how did that run for a long time?
Probably, I don't know. I didn't even know it run, to be quite honest.
Really?
We didn't take no photos.
That's how much Graph Man had, bruv. Doesn't even need to know if it runs, bruv. Stick to Instagram, bruv.
It just runs. People took photos of it. I didn't even see that.
They had that man take photos of it for me.
Also, this Denise piece with the Bodhi in the middle, I got to gun you for the Bodhi.
Hey, gun me, bro.
Some Graph critique.
Where's that? Is that on the group?
Yeah, as well. No, I'm only kidding. Obviously,
no, got it, man. Got it.
But just writing your friend's name. Someone that you like, like I used to do that as well. Like I'd like kid, like mates from school. I'd tell them, oh, I'm going to do a mission, a trackside or whatever. And then I'd put their names because I know they would see it.
Yeah.
And it was just a good feeling, man.
These were after I actually been nicked.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Oh, so you couldn't write your name.
No.
Yeah.
Mate, like, you know, where was that done? G.
Barking.
Barking.
All-nighter, same night, basically.
Really?
Yeah.
As the other one?
Yeah.
So you done G and then got a train to Barking, waited and then last trains.
Well, drove out to Barking and done that, yeah.
Oh, and then drove back as well?
Yeah.
Damn. That's ill.
Oi, sick mission, Can you see? Wait. Man just said he's done G and Barking in the same fucking night about moving on. Listen to what this guy, listen.
No, I was going to say, because you mentioned you got Nick. Do you want to talk about that or no? You'd rather not.
Doesn't need to, because the next day he'd done a massive Denise piece. You know what I mean?
Exactly. I mean, was it some crazy scenario, or was it just you just got caught just being silly? Or
you know what? After, you know, writing back for a long period of time, I think was like, well, it wasn't even a long period of time. You know, I was saying the theme earlier, it was just, it was intense for about 9 months solid.
Oh, wow. Okay, you know, yeah.
It was literally about 9 months of just sort of...
You became obsessed.
Yeah, it was life, man. That was life, you know what I mean? Yeah. You just... You done nothing else.
Yeah.
People, you know what you guys know what it's like. You just
eat, it. Sleep.
Yeah. So it's just like get up, bam, you're out. Get up, go there. You're just out there. You know what I mean? There's no, as like you said, there's no phones. Meet you there tomorrow at 8 o'clock. You ain't there. I'm going about my business. You know what I mean? Yeah, just done my thing. So we just used to travel about and rat paint.
To be fair, that is the only way to get up, to get like properly up and noticed.
Yeah.
The only way.
But you know, imagine right, like with error. This is what kind of baffled me as well. Wicked guy, you know, rest in peace and that, yeah. But we went places early days and he wasn't even from London.
So when I'm kind of north, isn't it?
Yeah, so when I'm out of him, like early dubs I've done, it was all down in Wimbledon, Gunnersbury. I know you're talking about, is it that shit park?
Dog shit park.
Go through that park under the bridge. We used to done a dub down there.
You'd almost top to bottom dubs on there.
I'll send it to you. Cause that dub,
have you got that?
I've got it. I've got them all. But that dub was whack though, man. But that's why I didn't send it to you. You know,
really, but it was big.
It was big, yeah.
So I'm sorry to hark on about it, but so when you got nicked, it was just literally you got caught red-handed, or they turned up at your house.
Turned up at my house.
Oh, so it was one of them ones.
Yeah, like November the 10th,
okay,
1990.
For panels, yeah.
Oh, wow, in 1990. Yeah. So you, it's just at the beginning of your...
Yeah, so I didn't even last a year.
Yeah. Yeah, man. What, someone grasped you?
They just knew, man.
Okay,
yeah. And my theory on it is, I think, because 90 was like, there was enough writers in 90, yeah? So I think they didn't want Christmas to come. Because, you know, you're talking, there was... You can name names of the law, but there was so many people hitting shit.
Yeah.
That if they let Christmas come... And not even the rest of the
people. Just a tsunami.
It would have got hurt. Everything would have got hurt. So they thought, you know what? Fuck, we're raiding everybody.
Oh, wow.
So a lot of people got raided. You know what I mean? Even the people that weren't...
To prevent a fucking absolute body bag of the network.
It would have been. I know that. I know I was preparing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, so...
Yeah.
But it's all like the other guys sort of from round my way. There weren't loads of us. There were a handful of us, but everyone got raided.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, I say everyone... from all over London, same damn thing. People still went out and done shit that Christmas.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Just wasn't as active as it would have been.
Yeah, I believe so.
How were the police, were they amicable?
Or was it BTP?
BTP, Graf Squad, man.
Were they relatively, like, amicable?
Yeah, they was all right.
Oh, okay. They do them ones and they end up, hello, Bap, how are you? You're in your boxer shorts. Yeah,
you know what he did.
I'll tell you what happened though, right? A mate of mine, this is probably maybe a week before, said he was in, I shared a house at the time with someone, my friend of mine. And the guys, my mate said to me, there were some guys looking over the back fence. And then he goes out, they must be looking for you. So I think I must have been at work at the time. Anyway, that didn't happen that night. Actually, it was the day before. So that Friday night, because it was a Saturday when they came, I fucking remember everything.
Yeah.
It's
good.
We went out on a Friday night with some club down in Croydon.
Yeah.
Come back, so I was hanging, got home about 3 o'clock.
Got smashed.
And then got the knock on the door about 6.
And the old bill came that morning.
Yeah.
Sorry about that, it's annoying.
You know what I mean?
And you've just about got into bed and it mash up. And the police come and boot off the door. What are they saying? Bruv, you're fucked. Like, you've done bare panels in a 7 month period. Like, you're the one we wanted to get. Did you have like back reaches on the wall and shit?
No. Clean house back then, man. There wasn't a lot in there. There was like a bag of paint and a few outlines dotted about, but there wasn't loads there.
Okay.
You know, I mean, I wasn't.
You weren't testing your paint on your cupboard and shit.
No, it wasn't my house, man.
Okay, yeah.
This is my landlady would have beat me for that.
Yeah.
So
that's good.
Yeah, there was bits. They found bits. They found outlines and stuff like that. But that was that, really. You know what I mean? So nothing really stopped, to be quite honest. It just changed.
Yeah.
The landscape changed and, you know, names changed. And
yeah.
I say, look, I was still doing that stuff there. And
yeah.
What's your favourite yard to do, like, around West? You've done Parsons, isn't it?
No.
Never?
You know what? I hardly done Little Met there. They're really? The only two times I've done Little Met. You believe that?
Really? What, them two times?
Yeah.
Really? And they come out like that?
Yeah.
Fucking hell. So what, you did districts at what, Barking and Upminster?
Most of all the districts.
Acton? Did you?
Acting was, I think probably one of my favourite yards was acting. Just for the fact that you get in there and them things are just big, it's white steel in front of you, you know what I mean? You're like,
So you come from like the flats kind of side, you go across the chair, fucking, I love that.
It's just a beautiful thing. You come down there and you just, as you come up and go through that little pathway, you're just like,
sick.
And you know there's no fence them times there. You don't worry about nothing, holding fence or nothing, man. It was just dope.
And you didn't even have to cut a hole.
All you used to do was wait around until you see the cleaner disappear.
That's mad then. How did they get people nicked? Was it cameras then?
No, cameras, nothing.
What the fuck were they doing? Like, they're sitting there looking at fucking yard.
Yeah, on certain occasions. I'll get to one in a little bit about that.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Nah, go for it now, man.
You want to go for it now?
Yeah.
What happened?
Back Houston. Oh, I nicked at Loughton.
Really?
Loughton?
Yeah. Oh, shit. I nicked at Loughton. And it was just one of them messed up nights.
What year? What year you'd be talking?
Ooh, that's got to be 91, I think.
Okay.
So, yeah. What, like daytime thing? Or
no, all nighter.
Really?
Yeah, but the whole night didn't pan out right. And it was just one of those ones where if I would have stopped on my journey, then I bumped into, I think, Schumann and them lot at Victoria or somewhere.
Okay.
And they was all going Parsons, and I said, nah, fuck it. I'll go and meet someone. We're going.
They was in Parsons to go to the yard?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I ended up going to Woodford to meet someone there. They didn't wake up, so I went to Loughton.
This is what used to happen. People used to not wake up. It used to just bounce. There's no mobile.
Yeah, exactly. No mobiles, nothing. Two bags of paint, went to Loughton.
Yeah, fuck.
Stashed them
solo
down.
On your J's?
Yeah, on my J's, man, yeah. And I've never been in there before. Actually, I went there once before and we got chased out.
Then you just go back there and try and do it on your J's. Do with it? Stash the paint?
Stash the paint down tracks, got to the yard, and just chilling up there for a little bit, just looking into the yard. I was like, this is sweet. And then I saw this massive torch beam over there on the bushes. I was like, oh, fuck. Mm-hmm. There's nowhere near me, you know what I mean? I'm like, okay, this is cool.
Mm-hmm. And what, are you on the track or are you still like, on the pavement?
I'm not even in the yard.
You're in a legal position.
No.
Illegal.
I'm looking down into the yard. So I'm on track, basically. I'm looking down and then I heard this crunch, crunch. And I looked and I just saw this silhouette coming through the bush like that. I'm like, oh, fuck. Like a dickhead, I just kind of lay down and I just heard him on the radio, suspect in bush. So I got up and I run, sort of down the hill, hit the trunk and flipped over. I kid you not, all I heard was, hello, Jason.
No way.
Straight up.
Really?
Straight up.
Is that good? You're like, you're on the floor, you instantly like, fuck. You know what I mean?
Straight away, and I was just like, you know what, yards, but for me, it's just like this yard is just a jinx. But everyone used to batter it, you know what I mean? And I go there twice, get run out the first time, and get shipped the second time. And it's just like,
jeez.
So, what was it? Someone from the Graf squad who'd raided your house a couple of months before seven?
Yeah. I was really in court at this time as well, by the way.
Oh man,
so one of my court dates was actually 2 days after that happened, you know what I mean? So, it's just like,
but what did they add on for that? Just trespassing.
Yeah,
they didn't find the paint, didn't they?
Yeah, they got the paint.
They did!
They found the paint, yeah, they found everything.
Where did you stash it?
I stashed it down tracks.
Really? And they found it?
Yeah, they had surveillance on the place.
They knew they'd go over by the bridge.
Yeah.
That's why you brought it up, because I said, what were they doing? Fucking looking at yard. And you're like, yeah, they fucking were.
Yeah, exactly.
Shit. So they saw where you went, they saw you, and they just watched you on them ones. Look, oh yeah, he's stashing it. Wait for him to get in the more beat. Yeah, no, you're getting beat down there.
This was a time where the police could chase you down the tracks, you know what I mean? And now that's illegal, they're not allowed to do that for obvious reasons.
Was that because of race?
I think that was a big reason why. I don't know the exact reason, but yeah, I'm sure that is, when they chased that writer, race, and who passed away. Yeah, I mean, but now it's completely, it's so difficult. Like, we always talking about the 90s and stuff, but it's so difficult to compare it. Everything is different now. Oh,
and to describe it as well.
Yeah.
The landscape's different, isn't it?
Completely different. Can't even speak and say what you'd have. It just can't even.
There are some elements that have carried on, but it's just the way we do it. The thing, the equipment we're using, the surveillance, everything is just completely different from back then.
You were talking about actual Graf, just Graf. I was talking about,
everything, yeah.
The whole thing about the 90s.
And the whole thing, yeah, that kind of
I'm so aura disappointed of the 90s. I didn't do more yards when I was in the
90s. You know what, though? It's, we could all say that. Like, I could say, I wish I'd done more.
Yeah.
Even though you won't believe that, you know what I mean? I wish I'd done a lot more. You know, it was, there's times we went bombing in the yard and it's like, yeah, if I just brought some colours with me, you know what I mean? One like a here bombing. Let's just get out there and do a piece.
Yeah.
There's certain yards I wish I'd done. You know, I wish I pieced. I pieced quite a lot of yards, but there's certain lines that, like Big Met. I never pieced the Big Met.
Really?
I bombed them, and that wasn't even writing back.
Really?
Yeah.
So what, you never painted the Big Met?
No. I bombed a few.
Okay. And so
I never pieced one.
Like panel wise, you've done the Piccadillys, I've seen them, and the Districts. And the Centrals,
obviously.
And the Jubilees and the Northerns. Yeah, Northerns.
Northerns.
Northerns loads. That was the era in Baps, because I had a little run there.
No. Early days, again. Little couple of missions in Golders.
Yeah. Went
to Golders a couple of times, even in, a bit later on, not without error. Was it Victoria?
Jubilees.
Jubes, no.
What was that, South Harrow and shit like that?
South Harrow, I know, I hated small yards as well.
Really?
I didn't like small yards, man. South Harrow was like 10 minutes from where I used to live.
Yeah.
And I'd only done it a couple of times, a handful of times, really, man. Just too close to...
How many panels do you reckon you've painted?
I reckon in
under 100 or over 100?
Oh, under 100, definitely
under 100.
100. I reckon in 90 I've done, in that short space of time, about 50, 60, in about 6-7 months.
And then when you say like you that was it, and you know things cutting down, did you ever like do one of them ever like cheeky panels like once every year or something like that? You know,
no, I
never dipped your toe back in.
I got to about 92, I would say.
Yeah.
And then I just thought, nah, I kind of just drifted off. I was still around, but I wasn't in the circle of people that I was with. So I was just doing a little bit. Then I'll kind of meet up with some youngers, doing probably track sides with them. So I was still doing track sides under a different name, but doing panels and that, nah. If I still was in that still same circle of people, I'm pretty sure it would have happened. And for a lot of years as well.
So for you, graph is about painting trains.
I get that impression. Oh, definitely. Well, yeah. I think once I sort of got in there and done it, man, it was...
Trains and nothing else, really.
Yeah, trains, track sides. I was never really a mad bomber either. So... You know, it was difficult.
I remember BAP insides though, didn't I? On the inside of the district, above the door, BAP insides.
There'd be a few, but I wasn't that kind of person. I just wanted to do my name big, man. And generally, yeah, I fucking done it big.
Yeah.
Give people a bit of a bligh when they're doing panels for something being a bit more shit than they would do on a wall? Because, you know, with like the lights on, or and it's a yard and it's on, it could get on top any second.
What, nowadays? More than that. Well, back then, you just done what you done. You know, it was whatever level you was at. So, I think, nah, I didn't even think about it. It's just...
Sometimes I give people a little bit of a bligh. If it doesn't look as like they're their greatest thing. Because I know what it's like, you know, when you're fucking there and you think, I'm going to do this amazing thing, and as soon as you get to the fucking, the lights on in your face, you're like, oh fuck, I can't actually see that top bit now, I'm sort of blagging it here, blagging it there, yeah, etc.
No, I just think how it comes out.
You've got to go in there and do a burner.
You've got to do what you can do.
That's the same as Scheme, isn't it?
You got to, push your limits, you know what I mean? Not push your limits, but like, do something, like, you can tell when someone doesn't care about what they're painting. You've got to care. As long as you care what you're doing, then you do the level that you can. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but if people, you say they're about caring. Yeah, I think sometimes people are just at a certain level. You know, and hitting stills or hitting a wall, it gets a different thing, isn't it? So where you can hit a wall and just throw the paint on, you can't do that. You know what I mean? So we took a guy to Acton, now me and Aaron. This guy wasn't at our level. So we was trying to school him through it. And one of the things with him is like, whatever you do, don't put them little squiggly lines, them little bubbly heart things, whatever you're doing. We told him that, right? Carried on doing our pieces. And then I looked around and I saw these fucking squiggly lines. And if that wasn't bad enough...
I saw these squiggly lines.
If that wasn't bad enough, I said, just leave your piece like that. Don't carry on doing my piece. Next one, he's got this, all I'm going to call it is a doo-doo brown cloud going around it.
Really?
And it was like, oh, for fuck's sake.
Really?
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But that was him. That was the thing. Is it? But, you know, what do you do?
There's something about, you can tell something, but some people, they just have to do it to learn it. You know what I mean? They have to fuck up before it fucking gets in there.
He's fucking up the power. He's fucking up the
That's what I was thinking. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Because you were with Era as well, you said. He was going to do a burner.
Yeah.
Because there's things you pick, like when you're painting with other people, definitely when you're painting with more experienced people, there's stuff you learn on a face value, you just learn things by watching, but there's some stuff you learn subconsciously, just by watching how they move, where they start, what they end with, the colours they chose. You might not be actively thinking about it at the time, but you're picking all these things up, you know? Who were you painting with then that made you step it up? Like, where you were like, okay, I've got to bring it now. Or someone who...
Well, we're still talking about back then.
Yeah.
I think it's just a natural progression. I always wanted to be good. I didn't want to be that sort of average kind of graph writer. I wanted to be decent, at least, you know what I mean? So things stood out. So I just continued doing what I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just making things better.
That's the only way.
So even if you're painting with a nobody or painting with an absolute king legend, you'd always approach the train or the wall with the same energy.
Yeah,
I want to, you know, do the best I can.
This can't look whack. You know what I mean? If it's whack, then it's...
I'm not getting played, motherfucker.
You know what I'm saying?
You see that guy that you said you took to the yard?
Yeah, respect.
Right? He was painting with two dons. So he was blatantly shitting it as well.
Yeah, that's true.
So that even his eyes aren't even telling him, this is a dog shit brown. What are you doing? He's just like, I've got to pull something off next to these kids. You know what I mean? It is like that.
But that was his thing. So we didn't really knock him too hard for that, man. But, you know, it was just one of those things.
Yeah.
He just done what he done, man.
Man, no, but maybe not a similar thing, but I wrote with some people who I've tried to help them advance.
Yeah.
And some people are just too stubborn to take advice, or they're just too blinded by their own narcissism or whatever, you know what I mean, where they just don't want to get better. Listen, we can't do this interview without me mentioning my main man, Ban. Yeah, because obviously there was some legendary Ban and Baps things.
Ban and Baps.
I got to meet Ban, you know, and I painted with him heavily.
Didn't
Here's
even
one
get a
thing
beer for myself.
That was down in Central with Frez. Hangerlane, sorry, yeah, and there's the AMB there with the character and the nice simple band thing there. I also did a character for him on this other thing here down by the Central. These were years later, though.
Yeah.
You said he was about, like, before you started writing.
Yeah, he was about before me, man.
Yeah.
And he was like a little Lone Ranger just out there doing his thing.
Wasn't he a heavy metal dude or something?
Well, I didn't really know. I didn't really know that at the time.
I was going to say, like, well, maybe not at the time, but when I got to meet him, which was mid to late 90s, he lived near Frez, so he'd linked Frez, and then he came out with us, and then we put him in the CMS crew and stuff. And then he was wearing these leather CMS wrist things, and he had long black straight hair, and he'd fucking sometimes put he'd have like fucking nail varnish on and stuff. And that was the first time I realized, graph isn't just hip hop.
He was like the scene of the
yeah, there we go.
Yeah,
I mean, obviously there was the scene thing, but for me, hip hop and graph was just the same thing until I met Ban, and I was like, oh shit. Like, it's not just about... Because he wasn't really into hip-hop at all. He was banging to his... But he'd
proper,
painted,
like, heavy metal thing.
Heavy metal thing. Leather jacket, studs on the jacket.
Was like Guns N' Roses and that sort of... Iron Maiden.
Underground shit. But yeah, it wouldn't have been... I don't know. You see, that's the thing. I wasn't into that music.
Not like Metallica in Tippex tag on his black denim jacket. You know that one?
Well, we went to his house and he had a band dub on the side of it in his room. Yeah.
He had style as well.
Yeah. Ill style.
He had style.
And he pulled out his photo album.
We must have a ban on these.
I've got loads. I just showed him a couple. Oh, sorry, I didn't share them on the thing. I'll send a couple on there.
Yeah, and he must have been around Ealing as well, no?
He was Hanwell.
Is it? Yeah.
And I've not seen him.
He was up around there, man.
In decades, man. He disappeared. Yeah. And you were saying.
I said the same thing, yeah. When we all got shift.
Yeah.
He didn't. And he just,
really?
He vanished like that, like a magician, but bam, gone.
Oh, but he said all of my mates had just been nicked. I'm going to disappear.
Pretty much, he must have done. Mm. But I don't think they could find him, because he was kind of secretive anyway.
Yeah, he was a super...
certain man that only knew him. So I didn't really know him that well, but again, been out of line, just bump into him. So he just appeared, disappeared. But when we all got shipped, never saw him.
Yeah.
Until about, say, mid-90s, when I started seeing band tags, I'm like, what the fuck? You could just tell by the hand style that it was him.
Yeah.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
I love that.
Yeah, wicked. Yeah. He's come back out.
Frez kind of got him back on it, you know what I mean? And then there was a couple of spots opening up. Like, he didn't start painting trains again. But, you know, he did the Grundy a lot. There were some Bad Boy Wars that him and Hell did. Down the Grundy and a couple of other spots. So they were more into the kind of art side of things. And they did these heavy metal type walls with like crazy like demon characters and shit. Yeah, it was pretty sick, man. But I learned a lot from him.
Yeah.
And like that was right in those perfect years, 15, 16 years old, yeah. and there's an elder.
The absorbing
like
years.
His photo album, like I said, this is before Instagram, before the internet. I'm just looking through this dude's in, like.
Yeah, he must have been well upset going, what the when fuck? When he done that beat and you done that beat.
Yeah, yeah.
I had to say that.
All right, mate. But yeah, you're right. but my character, I was happy with that character and everything. And if you look at
that
the top.
That beat is nice though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, it's ill.
It's nice.
Ill. And if you look at the top, it goes, yo, remember me? Benny Blanco from really? The Bronx.
That's the sample on that tune I did with Ray Vendetta.
Oh, is it?
This coming out, yeah.
Shut up.
Remember me, Benny Blanco? Yeah.
There we go. Well, I wrote that on the fucking wall in 98 when that film came out. I watched that film and I loved The Bronx Tale.
What movie was it?
Carlito's Way. That was it. I was obsessed with that.
But you're talking about band, yeah?
Yeah.
The last time I actually saw him, when we cut out of West Ryslip Yard.
Oh.
That was the last time I actually saw him.
What, so you went together and had to dust?
Yeah.
And that was the last time you saw
him? Yeah, we're walking tracks was the last time I see him.
Brilliant. That's brilliant.
It was just me and him.
Okay.
So I've done, this is in 90 as well, I've done an old piece, we've done a band piece next to it, and I thought, well, fuck it, we're going to do something else, isn't it? We've been here for ages, but just fuck it, take the piss. So we've gone around the inside of the train, let's do the next one. About 20 minutes in, I just looked to my right like that, right? And there was some dude just standing there, leather jacket and that. And I was like, I sort of looked at Ban and he looked like a cartoon sketch. He was just like, yeah, Ban. And in one motion, he's like, whoosh, scooped up my bag, and we just cut.
Yeah.
Don't know who the guy, he could have been a writer.
Leather jacket.
He was just standing there in a leather jacket, because he was right on the last carriage.
Yeah.
So he just stands like,
oh, if that was you, let us know. He was a writer.
That was the last time I've seen Ban.
Really?
Yeah, we've run out of the yard. Walk tracks back to Norfolk. I haven't seen him since. Mad.
But it was normal, like, see you later.
Yeah. Yeah,
and just never saw him
again. Never saw him again.
Man, like you said, he was quite a secretive dude. Who knows what could have happened. Maybe he moved country, maybe I don't know what. But if he's out there, by any chance, if Ban sees this, or if anyone watches this who knows Ban, get him to reach out to me just to say hello. I don't want, you know, whether it's
nice
don't worry about the pod or nothing.
Nice bit of hands.
Just ill, man.
But listen, when was the Ban and Baps kind of year? Was that still 90s?
Yeah, still 90s. As I said,
I don't know. Every
bro.
Day.
Well, you just keep saying, yeah, it was like a very.
But era was 90 as well.
Yeah, and 91 era. Because I've done a lot of era in a short period of time. And then, again, he's another one. That writers, man, they just say, yeah, fuck it, I'm gone. He just breathed off.
Yeah.
So I don't know where he disappeared to. And then I'm at Notting Hill Gate. Two whole cars rolling, and I see a Fielding error throw up. So I just knew he was doing Little Mets. He met up with Shume and all them kind of guys. Yeah, so he's just like battering shit with them. But he was just another level, man.
What type of guy was Era? Was he a white dude?
Yeah, white guy, man.
English.
Yeah, English from up north.
From north, then.
Was he a hip hop dude? Was he like a quiet guy? Was he a funny guy?
He was funny. He used to wind me the fuck up, man, when we went yard, though, man.
He was a wind up, man.
Yeah, he used to wind me up no end, bro.
Like, be like too loud and that, and just.
No.
Guys to get really uptight and, you know, I just want to go in there quiet, do shit, you know, get our shit done. And
ninja.
And he'd just be like, just winding me up, just talking shit to me, you know what I mean? I'm like, just fuck off.
Like what?
Just fuck off. I can't even remember, bro. He just used to just wind me up.
Really?
He'd be laughing to
you're
himself.
You're trying to scope the yard and chill and get it all down. Let's look at it. He's like, did you see that thing yesterday? Like, basically like me. You know what I mean?
And I remember one time acting, he was there pointing out and I was like, you know, I used to get uptight, you know what I mean? We'll be here, just looking at the acting town, like, everything's cool. And he's like, get your fucking hair out. I'm like, fuck off, man.
Yeah.
And I'm like, listen, I'm going to go home in a minute. He's like, shut up, you ain't fucking going nowhere. he looked round and I'm over the gate, mate.
I'm like, really?
I fucked off, I fucked off. I wish I didn't because I see his piece the next day and I'm like, you can't.
He still did it, though. So props to him, man.
Yeah, he still went and done it. He didn't care. He went everywhere on his own if he had to, man.
Yeah.
He smashed it. Absolutely smashed it.
He was his life was graph, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, definitely. He was already on the run from up north, man. That's so he come down to London and took liberties down here.
What, on the run from graph?
Yeah.
Really?
So he come down and he destroyed it, man.
What happened on that one? Did you not have any white? See how he's got a white shadow to the right?
You
didn't do shadow. You didn't bother.
I think that was early as well, so as you can tell. So I think he just done what he done and I just done it.
Oh, is it? You just done what you done? Because it looks like you've probably done it together.
Yeah, we was it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah, but I know, but Yeah, man. Your B on there is sick still. Sick. Where was that done? Can you remember? Because that's the top to bottom. That's quite difficult now.
Or did you have slam door?
Where?
Is that a slam door?
Yeah. You know what? You know, on the BR side by Greenford Station, there's that old disused platform.
Yeah.
That train pulled up there. That carriage just pulled up there with an engine on the other side.
What, and it just laid up there and you watched it and then you went back that night and it was still there?
Oh, it was pretty much daytime when we'd done it.
Really?
Yeah.
So, really?
So we'd done that on the platform side.
Yeah.
Wait till it got dark and me and Eric done a window down on the other side.
Yeah.
Oh, sick.
And listen, all you so-called DDS lot, yeah? Look what he's written on the right. Doing damage, bruv. Doing damage from way back then, bruv. When was this? 1990, blatantly.
Yeah. Listen. We've already hit 45 minutes.
We've bummed the 45 minutes, bro. Look at we got
graph critique. We got a listener question. We got all sorts to get into.
But wait,
well,
did you have something to say about the yellow BR?
You know you're always going.
Yeah, about the yellow BR.
Yeah.
Is this one?
Yeah.
What is it? Bap and who? Oh, Mr. E.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was pretty much the first time I went to yard.
But that's not really a yellow BR. That's the greatest yellow BR you can get, because that's a track worker's train. Yeah, it's a clay train, isn't it? Yeah, it's an underground train,
bro. You say it though, bro, that's what pops in my head.
You're such a bad man, yeah, that even your yellow BR is an underground train, bro. Like, nobody can do that, bro. Nobody can do that.
Yeah, it's so even it was the first kind of yard thing that you did.
Yeah.
With Mr. E, okay, sweet.
Well, he took you, or you both went together like the first time?
Bryce lived again. That was the first time we went here.
And that train is absolutely hullered as well. Tags all over it.
Yeah.
I wish it was better focus and we could read those tags.
Yeah.
But yo.
Is that a lowercase A? No. Because that's quite a funky style, man.
That was just my throw up, then, yeah.
Yeah. Funk doobie, man.
So that was the first time you went right slip, yeah?
Yeah.
So that's got to be like close to the first time you've been painting.
I started painting, I think I've done my first ever piece in about, probably 88, 89.
Oh, so you learn your skills on the walls?
To a certain degree, you know, as I said, I always wanted to be good. But yeah, I sort of dabbled around since about 88. I first got nicked with a spray can in 87.
Really? Yeah. It wasn't even writing.
I wasn't even writing, yeah. And I got nicked.
That's certified status.
Jesus.
But the whole thing, I think I mentioned this earlier, that in 89, I actually went to New York to live.
Oh, is it?
Oh, shit. Yeah. So you saw
me too, you know, that almost happened to me.
It was quite clean by
but
then?
I wasn't even focused on
What year?
89.
How old are you in 89?
17.
Right, okay. So would have been banging.
Yeah, but I didn't focus on graph at all when I was out there. It was just a family situation and I went out there to live. Okay. I come back after about six weeks.
Where in New York? Yeah, exactly.
Not Queens. Oh, gosh, I can't remember what part of New York it was now.
Astoria, Island. Queens.
Brooklyn. I was in Brooklyn.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. I was in Brooklyn, yeah.
Nice.
In 89.
So no graph out there, though. You're hearing the music, the hip-hop and shit coming
out. I was just miserable for 6 weeks.
Oh,
wow.
Oh, is
it? I don't want to go too deep into it, but...
Yeah, but you family listen to all your friends and you just got yoinked out of your life and put into another place, yeah.
And then I come back, and then it's kind of because I had that freedom. That's when things started to move forward, the whole graphic. So to speak.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I just had that freedom. There was that I wasn't being held back. And I just sort of got into it. And I say that's when I kind of met Ban and Fel and a few others. And then that kind of rolled into me.
But how did you get... how long was your toy phase? Like, did it exist or not? Because it was...
Yeah.
You must have... So what are you saying? You got into graph and you started painting like walls and track slides first. To learn how... You know what I mean? I'm saying like to learn graph.
Well... There's probably somewhere some of the pics have sent. There were certain things I probably learned from, I don't know, probably again from 88. Yeah, there was this youth club you used to go to in Norfolk. So some of the pieces, my first things were always down there.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you could paint there though?
Yeah, you could paint there.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Okay, so you could paint there.
And I think I just, again, because I always wanted to be good at this. I don't want to be shit.
Yeah.
Were you drawing anyway as a kid? Like, just like
good I've always at drawing? I've always been good at drawing and stuff like that. So
that helps so much. Yeah. Like, especially in those first.
But like, still life drawing. If I asked you to draw that, you'd draw it like technically like that. You know what I mean?
I'll do my best. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Sweet. So you can fucking nail shit like that.
No, because there are some people. It's a certain frame of thinking where you have an image in your head and then being able to draw that on a piece of paper. Some people find that almost impossible to do, and some people are just so quick.
Some people are sick artists and they can't do it. And they're just doing an abstract sort of more thing. But that's what I was asking, like, if you
it's about 89 and then you went out.
So many tags as well, especially the 80-89, the buses were muddled, the insides were muddled. So like we were saying before about subconsciously taking in information, you're always taking all that stuff and checking things out, and then when you end up doing your stuff, it's inevitably gonna show through at some point.
So this, and then the greatest yellow BR of all time, because it's the London Underground, you fucking mugs, is your first panel.
Pretty much,
Yeah,
I would say so, yeah.
So that's how it went. See, that's not too bad, bruv, for your first ever battle.
And was that era like showing up, like you did top to bottom and you did just under the top?
Yeah, I thought I went big.
Yeah, because that's what I'm saying, though. That's what I'm getting into this convo, because that on your first panel is big.
Yeah.
Especially when you get up to it and you're like, rah, this is bigger than I thought. He's gone over the windows. Up to almost like, well, halfway of the window.
I'm sure Ira probably told you, yo, go up to here, or nah?
No, we just
left you to it.
You just went in there and done it, you know what I mean?
So, well, you can see even from the things in the youth hostel, like he was doing big things, because that's the thing, like we've said many times, when I first died and when he first died, our first things were literally like this big, like the first things I attempted, just partly because the audacity of painting my name really big, like, you know, you're a bit shook when you're a little kid.
But the amount of times people have said, nah, bruv, do it big, like mine. Come on, let's do it like this.
Look at my wingspan, man. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, you're a big guy.
You know what I mean? Be constricted in like doing that.
Yeah,
you know,
just boy.
Just stretch up and do that.
Yo, listen, we're going to get into a tune, but I want to play you guys a quick listener question, just because I don't think it will take too long to answer this one.
What's the etiquette when you go paint with someone, but you're bringing them to your ends and showing them certain spots where they can get up? Like, you're putting them on, basically. So there's spots they didn't know about. Like, say they're like a writer that is really, like, they're really good at their craft, whatever. But they're coming to your ends and you're helping them get up, and they've got more paint than you. Should they let you use their paint as well, or like, is it a bit muggy if they don't, if like you don't have paint at the time but you're taking them to the spot and they don't let you use their paint? Do you get me?
Yeah, I get you.
I get her. Like, I don't get the question. Like,
so
the geezer's going is good at graph.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's got his own paint.
Yeah.
And he's up already in his
and
own
she
end.
Feels entitled.
Yeah,
I'll
be like, you need no paint, love. Thanks for the spot. What an ever standard.
I
but
mean,
unless
yeah.
he's some bumpkin and he's worse than you. That's the only bit I was relying on. If he was like shit, a graph, then I'd be like, yeah, I'll check, you know, you've got to give me some paint. But
I mean, look. It depends your relationship with the writer. If you're cool with them and you ask them, oh, can you hook me up a couple of tins? You know, whatever. It's got nothing to do with showing people spots. You should have your own paint to paint with at the end of the day. Mm. Now, if it is a toy or someone lesser and you're not only this, you're showing them a spot, but you're helping them, you know what I mean? Get up and you're helping, probably going to, you know, improve their style just by painting with you. Then hell yeah, take some of their paint. I don't think you're entitled to it, but if you want it, take it. You know?
Listen, sorry, man. But
go.
Sorry, but if you're inviting someone up to go to a spot to paint, have your paint.
Bring some paint.
Why are you rocking up with no paint?
Yeah, but they've got, you know, more paint than her.
Doesn't matter. Yeah. I go and paint a wall, I've got a shitload of paint.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Doesn't matter where I'm going. So, yeah, rock up with your paint.
If I'm going to someone to paint, yeah, it's a good idea to bring paint.
Yeah, bring paint. Don't matter who they are, you know what I mean?
She feels entitled.
You invited them to go and paint.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have a bag of paint, do your thing.
Exactly.
Be happy, try and learn from that person or whatever.
Yeah.
There's no...
And I didn't like, I didn't like some bits in there. I don't like that kind of graph culture where, and I'm not saying I know what it, I'm right, but it was a few spots where, you know, you can get up and that, which isn't, it's just going to be some legal spots, I reckon. That's what, when you're showing someone legal spots.
No, listen,
exactly. There's a massive difference, but if you're showing someone in your ends, like the way to get on somewhere.
But, okay, you could negotiate. You could, let's say, there's someone's no never done it. But hear me out. Let's say I'm king of this yakety yak yard, yeah? And now there's some kid who's never done this yard, and he comes up to me and goes, yo, I really want to paint that yard. Can I come with you? Could I say to them, yeah, sure, but you got to sort me 2 chromes and a black.
Yeah.
Like, I could say that to the kid, and then the kid could go, yeah, sure. You know what I mean? So there is ways where you could feel entitled.
It would never happen, by the way. Some boy coming up to you. Excuse me.
I'm sure.
I see you done cheating the other week.
I'm bringing up an extreme example to show my point.
I know.
But there's another point where you're entitled to someone else's paint. There is. If someone goes over you. Then you should go to the guy and go, yo, you went over my thing here. Either I kick the shit out of you right now or you give me some paint. Yeah or no?
They're old school rules. So that used to work.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, but now, because this question's from now, isn't it?
Yeah, fair enough.
No one's entitled. You can't invite someone. It's like, come to my party.
Yeah.
Yeah. Give me some alcohol.
Now bring alcohol. Yeah, that's sometimes you say that.
Yeah, but if you're inviting them, you can't expect, man.
You know what? That's 100%.
You can't expect. That's
100%.
Very well said. Listen, love.
Bring your own paint.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Especially if he's better than you. She just admitted as well, this guy's much better than me. It's like, you should be privileged that you're taking this person.
Look and learn.
Look and learn.
I liked what you said to me on the blower when I said, you know, if you want, we could go somewhere. And you're like, no, I don't just rock up. I don't just go places to paint. You know what I mean?
I don't paint for the paint's sake.
Paint for the paint's sake. Yeah.
I don't. When you get cold, it's outside, bro. Even though I paint when it's colder. But it's like... No, I kind of plan what I'm doing, you know what I mean?
Of course.
You know, even the wall, I kind of visualise the wall and everything nowadays.
And your time is precious now. Now we're at an age now where we can't be too frivolous, yeah? And if I'm going to spend the time to go paint a wall, I want to do something good. I'm not just going to do it out of the...
Yo, so just for the kids. This is
one of my faves of yours of recent times. I love the colours in there.
Oh, yeah, boy, you know I mean? I like that. That
with the purple, the black, and the green, and the...
it works, that, yeah.
That one, and the...
No, look at his face. When he says it works, you know it's banging,
like
isn't it?
I like that one,
I love, these subtle fades in the 3Ds. It's a standard in graffiti, you know, everyone fucking does it, but when it's done well...
When it's done well,
Off, you know what I mean?
Jesus Christ.
But Theme, okay, while you're watching that, I'm going to have a little ciggy.
Put the tune on, have a little break.
It was the anniversary of Nate Dogg. West Coast singer, rapper, whatever you want to call it. You kind of have to play it on your Spotify, man, if that's all right.
This is nice, bruv. Because what you just said about standard in graph of shading in the 3D, not like that.
Yeah.
Look at the dark one, mid one, and then the light tone there.
No, but that is... Like for piecing that and now... At this
but that's like actual fadage, you know what I mean? Yeah. When we were talking a couple of weeks ago about fadage. Let me post that.
Well, look at the piece I did yesterday.
I was going to bring that up, you know. I was going to bring that up.
Shout out Spill and Fabe and Ram.
Spill, that's a nice piece, bruv.
Nice one, Spill. Salute.
Big up. Because you faded it. Yeah, you see, boy.
Come, you can admire the picture while...
you want to play
song?
Am I playing your tune? Am I playing Nate Dogg?
Yeah, I'm just trying to remember which don't we can play. Oh, no. That's a dope one. Or
Warren G and Regulate is Nate Dogg and
Warren G, bro. That's the obvious one.
I've got a couple of bits on here that are old Nate-age.
Or Nobody Does It Better.
That's it. Nobody does it better. I've actually got that on my favourite tunes, you know.
Have you got a favourite Nate Dogg tune? Or I mean, he did some kind of with Dr. Dre.
There's too many tunes.
Does
it better. They can come closer than close, yeah. Original, they never will be. We bump it from coast to coast, yeah. We just trying to make you see. Nobody does it better. I'm sitting here tripping, my mind is blocked. Nate Dogg just did it, so it's time to concoct. No one can do it better like this two-man crew. They say we want here to quit us. Now what y'all gonna do?
Always into something, that's my name. Only out for money, hey, cause that's the game. People always ask me why I'm out for scratch. He who has the most is he who won the match.
Strike one, me and Nate Dogg is a match. Strike two, leave them standing still in their tracks. Strike three, you could call us 213. It's the L and the B that makes me act like a G.
My exhibition started back in 93. When wasn't nobody listening but warning me. To all the non-believers, now I bet you see. Nobody does it better than me. They can come closer than close, yeah. Original, they never will be. We bump it from coast to coast, yeah, yeah. We just trying to make you see. Nobody does it better.
They call me Jeezy the spark plug, keeping it lit. There's no accident for these platinum hits. So when we make it, you show love. Banging in your club, hanging with your thugs, giving up G love.
Do you remember back on the east side, when all of us niggas used to love to ride? We didn't care what we did. Time was nothing to us, we were just kids. Times are different now, but you still get stuck. I'm not a kid no more, I just don't give a fuck. So if you really think you wanna step to me, keep this in mind, nobody does it better than me. Closer than close, yeah. Original, they never will be. We bump it from coast to coast, yeah, yeah. We just tryna make you see. Nobody does it better.
Wow, make you say go now. Hot rap singles on the charts now. Got a baby, so I'm breaking hearts now. On your mark, get set, it starts now.
All you pimp player hustlers now, you know. You can't keep me out once you crack the door. Either join the team or it's best you flee. Nobody does it better than me. They can come closer than
you. Sorry, oh, sorry, I can't. I was just, we were having a ciggy outside and I was saying like who out of the writers nowadays. Okay, first I want to ask you, because I know you're not so much in London anymore, like all the time, like you used to be, but you must have an idea of who do you think is the most up right now in your mind?
Who I see, obviously, obviously 10 Foot, man, you know what I mean? 10 Foot.
They got a big show coming up as well. Yeah. Did you get an invite for that? No.
Of course not, man. I'm not in the loop anymore, bro. I'm not in the loop. But I don't mind.
Yeah, it's all good.
I don't mind. I'll hear about that.
Come on, fix up, man. Come on, send me an invite. Anyway, yeah. it will come out afterwards.
Forget me, man. Forget me. I don't even know, you know, because I'm just not in London. So yeah, I don't see everything that's going on.
Yeah.
So there's probably a lot of people doing stuff that, you know, I'm not going
to
see.
Yeah, you're not privy to it.
No.
But you also brought up this writer, Samer.
Samer, yeah.
I saw you've done a couple of things. I'll put them up on the screen here. Yeah, tell me about this kid, man. I hadn't heard of him, man.
He's super talented, man. Yeah. Just say that, you know what I mean? He's proper talented. He don't just do PZ. He does.
Who?
Samer.
Samer. Look, here you go. He's like Reading kind of area, maybe, around about.
Mm. But his work is just phenomenal, man. It's...
I want to show you the Baps and Samer thing.
Who's your favourite writer?
I don't have one, no.
Really?
No.
I've just lost it. It just went...
Oh, fuck. Okay.
I just saw a Latina Kudo, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, boy. Hola, mamacita. Como estas? She lives in the Dominican Republic, that. Es a mujer.
Yeah, boy.
Que tiene culo rica, mami.
Come, I don't want this to go too long, man. I'm sorry, guys.
My question is, what do you reckon the most timeless fill and like color combinations are?
What is the most timeless fills and color combinations? Chrome and black is an obvious one, and of course that will always be around, I think. Although Zonk said he's sick of chrome and blacks now he fills with black and outlines in whites. That's his shtick at the moment.
Chrome and black for me is strictly an illegal thing.
Yeah,
get out of there, Bosch. But the pieces, do you know what I don't know, and I even did it the other, and I was a bit worried about doing it on that thing I showed you, is purple and greens, because it just immediately associated all that Joker kind of shit. And that piece you just showed us, that sick piece that had some purple and greens in it, that's why I was really taking like an interest in it, because it's difficult to do. It's not associated with no Halloween bollocks. That kind of pisses me off, but it's a mad colour combination when you get it right.
I had one ready. I fucking can't find it now, man. There's one colour combo.
That black and dark blues. Black and like electric blues. I love that.
Yes.
But it's not exactly a classic, but it's timeless.
Yeah. For me, it's this fill here. I've just shared it on the group. It's done by Devise, rest in peace. That kind of chromatic effect, you know, with the blues at the top and the like kind of beigey browns.
But you know what?
The chromey bit in the middle.
Yeah.
That's got to be done right, though, man.
It's got to be done right. I've seen it fucked up so many times.
It's got to be done right, man.
And there's a few different ways it can be done, but there is a rule to it.
I personally think there's a lot of people out there that try and get on a treadmill before they can walk. You know what I'm saying?
And, 100%.
And then,
especially in this day,
that's what I'm going to say. Nowadays,
Because before
you
there was
for doing that.
There was people would slap you down. You had to rack the paint. You had to rack certain colors to attempt certain things.
You had to find a spot. You had to be brought in. Be able to bring you in.
You had to be brought in.
You didn't know anyone. So you weren't brought in.
So there was hurdles you had to jump through back in the day to even learn about how to do it. You know what I'm saying? Whereas now you just watch a couple YouTube videos. Go online, order your paint, and now people are trying to run before they can fucking walk. And it happens all the fucking time, especially with graph critique. You know, again, most of the advice that we give people is bring it back a step. Stop doing all this fucking shit. Work on the letter. Simplify
structure.
But
also, you got to think, when we first started out, we were youths.
Mm-hmm.
We were all young, right?
So good point.
When you're seeing stuff now and you're thinking, yes, I'm toy done that. You're talking about someone who's in their 20s, maybe their
30s. Even, and I'm
like, I've gone to a wall and I've seen someone throw up something. And I'm thinking, hey, you're a fully grown man. You've got a beard, everything. You know what I mean?
And you're doing that.
Yeah.
You know, even back in the day, you think about it. People that have been done by like people from before us, you know what I mean? Some of the bad boy pieces. They were like teenagers. They were
made by kids.
Yeah, they were teenagers. And now you've got a grown ass man doing some whack shit in it.
Yeah.
They've got all the time they want. Yeah. They're doing it at some legal spot with nice paint.
Yeah, I was at Shoreditch, and I think that one where you just said about the green 3D.
Some
guy rocked him. Oh, boys, what are you doing? Yeah. And he's rocked up and he started doing a piece just the other side of us. The first thing that threw me is that he was doing it from the floor upwards.
Uh-huh.
So it was only about this high. Anyway.
He wasn't even going big enough doing that stuff.
And he was quite a tall guy as well. So in my head, I'm like,
so he's triply fucking it up.
Yeah, so I'm like, in my head, it's like, why are you on the floor?
Mm.
And then he was just like, I was thinking, I didn't want to say this, and that's shit.
Yeah.
I didn't want to say it, but I didn't. But he did ask me for some advice. So the first one I said to him is like, yeah, don't start on the floor. You know what I mean? Just do it a bit bigger. He's like, I don't want to go over that. I said, just go over it, innit?
Yeah.
Doesn't matter what's there. It's just shit anyway. Just go over it. And he's like, I've only started. And I think I even asked him his age. And he said, oh, yeah, I'm 29. And I was like,
no way. You must profit dog shit.
In my head, I'm like, you males have just stopped now.
Well, even.
But he might have been someone who didn't know anything about graph. Met someone who told him about graph,
and then started
following it on Insta, and then got into graph like that.
Yeah.
Imagine getting into graph like that. I don't know how you get into graph like that.
You can't.
What'd you do? You're just like, right, I get, like, no one's telling you, nah, drop it here first, fill it in next.
Those hurdles are no longer there. The hurdles we spoke about, like you got to rack, you got to, you know, meet people, you got to find people, you got to work out where to paint, how to get on there, all these things you learn
as well.
Yeah, and how to paint exactly, which you're picking up as you go along. Different people you paint with or whatever, you just pick up bits here and there. But yeah, just nowadays everyone just wants to jump straight into doing pieces. Again, like the hand style is so important. When we see these colourful, okay, you've got pinks and blues, and it looks mad colourful. And then their tag is next to it and it's some bullshit fucking bollocks hand style. So you know their foundation is built on something flimsy.
Yeah,
you know
what I mean? There's no foundation.
There's
none at all.
Yeah.
You know, through my job, somehow, I don't know how, I told a few people what I do graph-wise, And somehow now I'm teaching like a graffiti class.
Oh, wow, dope.
With like
That's the kind of thing that can happen if you open up your personal life. You know what I mean?
No, but it's become more normalised now as well. Definitely the thing
about it.
It's insane.
There's one person in this group, I don't want to say too much because obviously I work with young people, that this girl has got some style, and I'm like, okay, I can't stop praising her enough for her style. Mm. It's an off-key style, but no one said to her, right, do it like this, do it like that. She's just come up and said, right, I'm going to do it like this.
I'm going to do graph
like this. She's got her own unique, and a girl, she's got her own unique style, and it's dope.
Yeah.
It's dope. I've got to look at her letters, and I'm like, yeah, it was, what's it say?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And she'll say, well, yeah, it's that, and I'm like, oh, so that's backwards, that's upside down. That it's dope, though.
Okay.
And for such a young person to do that, you know what I mean? I'm thinking, I know grown-ass men that can't even drop that shit.
Yeah.
They don't even think that
like
way.
Like geezer who you said, you started from the bottom up and only went waist high.
Bruv, we've had comments on some of our videos with certain people, and I've had, like, younger kids going, oh, that's dad graph. I've heard them call that. That's how crazy it is nowadays. Like, we've grown with the genre.
How do you get into graph now? Do you just buy some paint and then go to the wall and then like ask people?
Yeah, that's what
happens. No, watch a YouTube video.
Watch a YouTube video that says like, drop the basic outline first.
I guess.
Fill it in, do your outline.
Yeah. Or they're watching this right now. People, work on your hand style first.
Can
all right?
control.
If you want to learn, can control. And you learn can control with the hand style.
That's the main thing.
And the can control only comes from doing graph.
Yeah.
That's the only way you get can control.
Exactly.
Again, I was down Leek Street and I was doing a quick thing down there and someone came to me and went, oh, how'd you get them skinny lines? I went, can control.
Yeah.
Yeah, he just showed me. I was like, just done it. And it was like, yeah, but I can't do that. What kind of nozzle? What kind of nozzle? I said, listen, I've been thinking.
The way he does it and he watches it, he goes, yeah, but I can't do that.
No, but that's, you know what? That's a question I get a lot from younger kids, yeah? They go, oh, what nozzle do you use? When kids ask, what nozzle you use?
I'm like, using these nuts!
Yeah, I'm like, it doesn't matter what fucking nozzle you use, yeah? You learn how to use with every nozzle, yeah? Because the whole point of graph as well, like we were saying earlier, we were saying about how you use what's available to you. You know what I mean? There was that whole era of that. And so you had to get good with that nozzle, no matter what the fucking nozzle was. You had to get that line straight as possible.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And obviously, with some nozzles, it's easier than others. But if someone gave you a tin and said, put yourself up, you want to make it look good. You can't be coming off whack. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. there's so many incidences, man.
There's
so many. Again, Leek Street. Mm. I was dropping out a piece and someone comes to me and goes, oh, can I borrow a can to do a reach there? Some tourist, you know it's like down there.
So
I was standing away from my piece.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden I heard was, no. And I looked around and she was just about to rock, attack it, or whatever she was doing inside my piece.
Oh,
and I was just like, oh, for fuck's sake.
They have no
clue. This is what graph comes to. Why? Why? Why are people invading our shit?
I never paint Leek Street. Never, because of that.
Even that same day, I've done two pieces for the sake of, you know, as I say, if I'm doing pieces like that for the sake of painting, I'll go there. It's just quick.
Where, Leek?
Yeah, I'll go, if it's cold or it's raining, I'll go there.
Yeah, any love.
And you can see the difference. You know when I've done a quick piece.
Yeah.
But I still make it tight. I try to make it tight.
Yeah.
I've done the first one, so I do the next one, look round, someone's going, yeah.
Already.
The second one, I'm like, okay.
Bro, I've seen people standing behind people with a roller waiting for him to put his finishing touches on, take the photo. Once the photo's taken, all right, safe, and just painting over.
That's the type of place it is, so let's not don't big it up. But when you've got graffiti tours and shit like that, you know, take them to the belly of the beast, take them to that real shit, man, you know what I mean? Because people are making money off what we have all grown over the years. Over the years, we all of us have been a part of growing something, and now people are going, I'm gonna make money out of that. I can't do that shit.
Yeah.
I'm gonna make money from it. So it's pretty jarring, to be quite honest.
Yeah,
so we just do our thing.
And in Leek Street, they do like actually stop you and say, "Can I take a photo of you while you're doing it?" And all that kind of shit. And you're like, "What the fuck's going on here?"
Yeah, and
what the fuck?
Talking about like, and also what's very important, which people tend to forget about nowadays, the reason why street art and graffiti styles are so cool and edgy, and all these advertising brands use it for, you know, to make money, and or they put it on their flyer or whatever. The reason why it's dope is because of the illegal activities that people do.
Straight
the up. Illegality of graff. Those kids that are out there, the graff that you hate, that is the scourge of London or whatever the fuck, yeah? That's the reason why those people doing that shit is the reason why graff is this you know, this so sought after mysterious art form that everyone loves now is so trendy, you know what I mean? And like,
yeah, true.
But they try and write off all those, they're scumbags, they're doing illegal, they're thugs, they're whatever. I'm like, bruv, they're the reason why graff is cool, you know? Well, and you can't just write that off.
Why it exists.
Yeah, it's why it fucking is what it is, you know what I mean? If it was all just legal and permission walls, it wouldn't be anywhere near what it is. You know what I mean?
You got to keep that griminess there, man. So I'm so glad that there's them people out there doing that griminess.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Still hitting the train, still track size, insides, doing all of that because that's what makes...
The insides are getting smashed, bro.
They're getting murdered.
They're getting smashed. Yeah. I swear Arms House has got a bit to blame on me. Because you're telling me
no,
that
we
before,
have no, nothing me, to yeah? do with it. We have nothing
before
to do
the
with
Oh Dear episode, were the insides getting smashed like they're getting... Nah, were they? I'm just asking them. Nah, they weren't. You know what I mean? But it's brilliant. Brilliant. But no, the Bakerloos, we've got nothing to do with it. It was more the Centrals. And they're getting mashed. Big up Infamy Ink as well, our new sponsor. All of the ink is going on the fucking Central
so
Life, bruv.
Let's give him his gift.
Oh.
Mr. Baps.
Thanks to Infamy.
We've got you a gift.
We got you a nice gift there.
But you have to promise us you use it, even if you get nicked. It's like a whole Infamy pack.
Yeah.
Right, now I will.
There's mops, there's different chisels. They're all full as well. There's some Arms House stickers in there. But look, mops, chisel, 30, another mop. And it's all the Infamy ilk in there.
Listen, guys, thank you very much. You know, I'm going to have to do
something. Yeah, get somewhere. Even if it's on like some board or whatever, man.
I've got Nick, bro. On the way over.
His one phone call from his one phone call is going to be to Theme going, fuck you.
Yeah.
I'm in Scrubs, you cunts.
Tell Infamy to fuck off as well. Fucking Nick.
Listen. Hey, much appreciated, man. Much appreciated. But I've got something for you guys, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
I'm saying. Right?
You're real, Rick, and that's real, you know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying, you know what I'm saying?
There's one each. Well, it's kind of one each, to be quite honest with you.
Okay.
But it wasn't meant to be that way. It was only meant to be one. So.
Son, you know what it is.
You see?
You can see what it is.
Oh, shit.
Thing, no.
Wow. No, we're not worthy, man. We're not worthy, man.
Oh, shit!
Oh, I'm shit! Yo, check it out. I'll take some proper pictures and put them up. Damn. Bro.
Yeah. Hey, mine was better. Boy, me too.
That's ill, man.
Whatever way you want to do this, man.
Yeah, it's my one.
I prefer my one.
No, man.
You know what the joke is, right? I've done this one and I outlined it in a certain pen and I was like, oh, that's looking shit, man. I can't give that to them boys.
Oh,
I can't do it. I can't. And then I started fucking about it. But I'm like, yeah, just having little bits in it. And I'm like, yeah, it's looking a lot better now. But by that point, I already started this one.
Oh, really?
And then I was like, yeah, fuck it.
This reminds me
of Mighty Mouse with the red letters on the blue background. Do you remember that cartoon?
Yeah.
Oh, those are ill letters.
Jesus Christ.
That's above and beyond what I expected,
amazing.
Man. Amazing.
Thank you, man.
No worries.
Thank you.
No worries.
I know the effort that goes into that.
And now you're going to get me to critique on something.
Yeah, we're going to get you to critique.
It'll be fun, man. Listen, it is what it is, man.
Listen, people send them in. They know we're going to be honest and we're going to be, you know. But ultimately, our goal, okay, I haven't said this in a while. Our goal isn't to dishearten anybody. Our goal isn't to make people stop doing graffiti. But we're going to be honest and we're going to let you know what we think. Now, are we the arbiters of style? Is what we say goes and that's it? Like, you know, no, of course not. This is just three guys' opinions of your graph. Take it or leave it.
True.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's it. Because back in the 90s, people told you what they felt about you. They didn't just press the like button and give you a triple fire emoji and go, yeah, thumbs up. Nah, in the 90s, people told you you're a toy to your
face.
Where
are you
looking? And the thing is as well, you said about the whole Insta thing, man. People do just, like fire. Mm. Burn up. Come on. It's always a burner.
Everything's a burner.
Flame emojis.
All right, here we go.
Same worthy enough flame emojis.
This is the first one for Graph Critique. This guy, let me just explain. This guy is a fan of the pod.
Oh, this is B-Funk.
B-Funk, he sent an email.
Look at the B, bro.
Because he wrote funk. Listen, listen. He wrote funk first, and then he realized that's obviously the legendary.
He can't write funk.
Yeah. So he put a B in front of it. Now,
he realized on his J's that he can't write funk.
Apparently, I think. Wasn't there a back and forth where he said that? Anyway, he's the bassist for the band Pulp.
Yeah.
With Jarvis Cocker and Emlot. So he's not the original bassist from the band. So he's like obviously a session guitarist or whatever. He tours with them now for the last 2-3 years. I just saw that on his Instagram because when he sent the critique in, I was like, oh shit, like, you know, are you in the band with like a B-Funk band? No. So anyway, he sent that in. He said he's just picked it up recently. Again, he's in his 30s, maybe his 40s. I didn't ask him his age. And he's just getting started. And he did this B-Funk with the blue clouds, black outline, to the right-hand side, 3D, pink one time, greens on the fill, white highlights, a couple of shines, black, you know, mulch the wall black. Come on, first thoughts.
There. First thoughts, I kind of like that O, whoever that is, one
the
one time.
The beast next to it.
Yeah, I like that sorry, O sorry. A little bit. To
fucking get it. There we go.
But, oh, bruv, what, first things first, what are you doing your B like that for? What, just to make it look whack? To make it like it doesn't fit with the rest of the piece? Why would you ever think, I'll do my... Oh, is it like I'm meant to be like a B flat?
So no, like, I don't know. He's just trying to do something with it. Like, so it's not the main thing.
Do what? Make it a fucking...
The main thing's funk, but B funk.
Yeah.
B funk.
Yeah, it's like a little bit. Funk. It's like you've got a little bit of funk.
I got something to say, but I want to hear what Baps, his first impression.
You know what? This is going to kill me, right?
Yeah.
This is going to kill me because the other day you done Wrong with Search and I actually painted with someone called Search.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm glad it wasn't that.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
But I actually painted with someone who writes P-Funk.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. So
P-Funk is going to beef you, P-Funk.
P-Funk and P-Funk.
So I'm looking at, I say, pick the P-Funk I know, man.
Yeah.
Is levels up, man. So we might get some sort of D-Funk, C-Funk, double F-Funk or something. But
B-Funk is fucked.
All I'm going to say is
you're B-Funk. You're fucked, bro.
He doesn't write.
You
like,
buggy little B-Funk.
He's not out there. He's funk not off. Out bombing. Like, you know, he's like, he just paints maybe like he's done like three.
Why don't
you write B-flat?
This is what I'm saying. It's like someone's just like, you know, I'll have a little nibble at that, but I won't do it properly.
Yeah.
Allow it. Just don't do it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, graphics, you're in it, your heart's in it. Your
heart, take the F out and write B cun.
No, no. I love what Baps just said, man.
You know what I mean? This is what I'm saying. People are doing it.
Dabblers.
You're doing it. It's like, yeah, I've done a bit of graffiti and then they're gone.
They didn't do graffiti though. That's the thing.
That's what I'm saying, but that's... They're a bit of graffiti. So it's like, yeah, I'll come in, I'll a little nibble of that. I like it. I'll do something and say, yeah, I done graffiti.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. I wholeheartedly agree. And we've spoken about this as well. Is graph if it's not illegal? You know what I mean? Yeah, it's in a graph style. Yeah, it's graph art, you can call it cool, but it's not graph. But the thing is, we don't have the language to differentiate. It's just all under this big umbrella of graffiti. Even a middle class mum can do arts and crafts using spray paint. They go, I did graffiti. Well, you know, we've spoken about this. And it's like, no, you didn't do graffiti. You did something in a graffiti style, mm-hmm. you know? And we should really try our best to differentiate between the two, but it's just so far gone now. Like, I don't see that happening.
There's no comeback, man. It's just like everyone can pick up a can and do what they think and then, you know... But looking at this,
so there's people who are active now. There's people active now doing raw graph.
Yeah.
Then there's people. This is how it works in my head. Then there's people who can go and paint legals and that, but that's because they either have been or were back in the day like mad active in real graph.
History.
They can't get it out of their blood. You know what I mean? They've got to do some graph. You know what I mean? Yeah. And they're good at graph. Yeah. And then there's people who aren't doing graph who are doing graph. Who are actually physically doing graffiti, but they're just not doing that. They've got nothing to do with graph.
And there are people who have started doing graph who love it and are trying to get involved. And fair play to them and keep going and keep pushing. If you're passionate enough and you love it enough, you will get there in the end.
But that's not... But then there are people... If you're trying to get involved in graph, you just go and do graph.
You go and do it. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, go and do it. And there are some people out there
don't
that
have to
we
wait
would
and shit to get involved.
No.
Go and do great.
Just go and do it, and you will eventually, if you do it right and you do it enough, you will eventually get accepted, whether people like it or not.
Like
you will be, because you can't deny it. That's the beauty. Another thing beautiful about Graph, you could now with the internet, you can upload stuff and you can be up online. Yeah, but you can't hide being up in the streets.
No.
Because everyone can see, you know what I mean? Like, you cannot, that's one thing you cannot bullshit about. You can bullshit about all sorts of stuff online, but if you say, oh, I'm all city in London, you'd be like, no, you're not.
Or I'm the king of this
line.
London. Yeah,
I'm the king of this thing. You're like, no, you're not. You know what I mean? But then, these kind of like dabbling, I'm dabbling in graffiti. I mean, it doesn't bother me. As long as they don't get in proper graffiti writer's way, then I don't care. Dabble away.
They do, though.
Yeah, man. But they do.
They do.
That's the
thing.
They do.
So just looking at this, see, I when I look at something like a piece, if I do, I'm going to look at it deep.
Yeah.
Middle of the U.
Yeah.
Yeah? Shadow.
Oh, yeah. The shadow's going up here and down there. So it's like a Superman 3D on the U, but everywhere else.
And you've got the shadow underneath it as well.
It shouldn't be there.
Underneath it as well.
You know what I mean? So, shadow's in the wrong place. We want to be blunt about it.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Listen,
be blunt. That's what you should write.
Yeah.
be blunt. Be funk.
Yeah.
In general, if it's his first kind of piece, then fair play, blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean?
It's definitely not his first.
Exactly.
He must have painted
That's why it's worse, because it's not his first piece. He's doing the shadow beneath and above a fucking bit.
He's good at fading. If I'm going to give him one bit of props, he can fade.
He can fade, but you can't really... Well, to me, you can't go wrong with a fade unless you've got like a solid, bold line. So, and if your colours are the same, it's easier. He's got different greens.
Yeah, but if your colours are the same, the fade should be better.
Nice
really.
Pastely greens, they're always going to fade
in
nicely.
They're not
going to
look so bad. I ain't got my glasses on, so it might could be look worse than it probably is. But the U bit's doing me in, man. I can't.
The shadow bit, he completely fucked it on the U. On the other bits, it's still, some are angled, some aren't angled. Yeah. So, but that's one of the hardest things to get your head
around.
But
this is what I said earlier. Don't try and run before you can walk. Keep that 3D going straight, man.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Because you're going to try and do something to give it that little extra.
Yeah, but not even that. Like, learn how to do the 3D first, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Keep
then,
it simple.
And then keep it straight.
Keep it simple.
No, but you learn by doing. You learn by doing. You know what I mean? Ultimately.
And why are you doing the B? The only thing that anyone's ever going to say to you all the time is why are you doing your B like that?
why do I do a B?
Why would you do that?
As I say, I write a P funk, man. He is very rare that he does a small P.
Yeah.
So even if he does a small P, it ain't going to be down the bottom then.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He'll put it higher up.
A ridiculously small P.
Yeah.
I'm just asking him why
it's
he
like
does
it. It's like an afterthought, the B.
Yeah. It's just like, I'll stick that B behind there. Like it's hiding behind the F.
P-punk. P-punk.
P-punk.
It's really quite a B, isn't it? P-punk.
He was a really nice guy, though, to be fair. So big up.
Yeah, big up him. Big up him. Big
thanks
up
for sending that in.
Because he knew he was going to get smoked for sending that.
Yeah, he said already, he knew.
But shadow on shadow on both sides of a letter is just like one of the biggest no-nos.
Yeah, you can see it.
Oh, yeah, big time.
It's just like it got a fat cat.
But then, again, kudos, a little bit of kudos for not doing too, like he's not doing mad connections and
he's
arrows.
He's keeping it simple.
He's kept it relatively simple. Obviously not with the 3D, but he's kept it relatively simple with the letters, which is good, I think. You know what I mean? And, you know, they fit where they're supposed to fit, because we've seen some outlandish shit on here.
I've seen some of them.
Yeah, exactly. So, I don't want to go too in on him. Let me go. All right, so next bit of Graph to critique is Young Yeti. I think this guy's a bit younger. And this is an illegal thing. He's obviously gone somewhere and paid probably a little.
I like it better than funk.
Yeah. Y-E-T-I. The star for the dot of the eye. It's a bit wobbly, a bit, but obviously it's on that surface. It's on a, what's it, corrugated kind of?
You make it work.
You got to make it work. It's got a blue, dark blue outline and to the left. It is 3D in some places and shadow in other places. I hate it when people do that. I've seen Theme do that a couple times as well, where, you connect the line to do the 3D and then some bits are just like a shadow. Unless I'm getting fucked up.
I'm
kind of confused on what the... Is that a chrome? Is it meant to be a chrome?
It looks like chrome with yellow bits in it.
Yeah, that's just kind of throwing me. I don't...
It's a bit weird. And he's got the orange on the outside as well.
Let's have a Frank and Pat.
First off, letters. Before we talk about the film,
I don't know, but I like the Y gives me like a very old school feel of doing that.
I like the E. The E's not too bad. Kind of, you know, with the Y-E. Yeah. The Y not so much, but the E kind of...
I mean, I like the letters more than B-Funk.
It goes a bit weird on the
I'm
eye,
not
though.
Sure about the eye, man.
No, the eye. When you look at the eye.
He's like giving up. The eye is just lying on the ground.
I was just about to say, it looks like someone's sleeping in there.
Yeah, sleeping. Yeah. Like that, yeah.
That's their head popping up.
Or someone just got sparked out and he's got stars flying around his head like that.
Because he got numbed
up. Bugger. Motherfucker.
But the Y, I don't mind it.
The Y is not, I'm not sure about the bottom part of the Y though, man.
Yeah.
He could have just left that and, I don't know, he's kind of saying else, but...
Bit extra.
You know, and it's also hard as well. You've got four letters in it. Obviously, the E joins to the T.
Mm.
But then the others don't join.
Mm.
So you've kind of got two different concepts of letter in there.
Mm.
Well, technically, it joins in the star there, and it joins there. But I know what you mean. There's actually
the letters themselves don't. So naturally join like that.
Yeah,
you know,
I agree.
It's a bit like
the kid. Like he's always, that was done relatively quickly. At least I hope so. You know what I mean? It looks like it was done in a park or something. Maybe it's a trackside. I don't know. You know, I've got certain leeway for that, but
He's got a bit of style on the lad.
It's not bad. You could have shown me something.
He did actually. He sent me this as well. There's another Yeti. He sent me two. This one's a bit. I don't know if you want to use the word cleaner because it's not that clean. It's still pretty dirty and dusty. Red one time, black outline, white and blue and yellow fill, lowercase e. This one. What do you think about this one? It's a bit. It's hard to tell how big it is.
You know when someone's got bits and pieces of paint, man?
Yeah.
So, listen, obviously, to me, looking at it, I'm going to think, that's someone who's young.
Yeah.
So, even with that, you know, someone's got to show them, like, listen, like, you've got a few bits of colour in that. Just try and fade them or something.
To do better use of colour, so yes.
The colours are there. But you know what I mean? It's just like, throw a bit in there, throw a bit in there.
Yeah, exactly. It's not really, there's no method to the madness.
No. Again, I hope this person is about 15 or so.
Yeah.
You know? Because if this is a grown ass man with a beard, then, you know.
Shave your beard, you can't.
Yeah, you might get some more inspiration or something. But I. It's all right.
I get what you mean. If it is a kid doing it, then I'll be like, hell yeah, you're on the right path. Stick to it. Just learn a bit more about where to place your things. Don't just do it willy-nilly. Put some bubbles in it, sure, but
looks be a like bit more. Looks like illegal graph.
Yeah, and it's illegal. Now, this wall isn't a huge wall by the looks of it. You should be going from top to bottom. Just bomb, cover the whole thing. You know?
Yeah, but we didn't all do that when we were young. This is what I'm saying. So if it's someone who's young, they're just doing their thing and getting it up.
They do like the better letters than the average toy.
It's not just a straight letter thing. It is a bit of...
They're going to know how to do letters if they keep doing graph.
Yeah, there's a bit of movement there.
And it's balanced well. It's not jarring, put it that way. It's nothing really jars me about it. So that's a good thing. Maybe he ran out of the white, but... because it's quite a dark bricked wall. If you're going to do tags on it, do it with the lighter colour, the orange or the yellow. The red doesn't stand out as much.
Is that a cloud behind it?
Yes, like he's done the one time in red with a little bit. Not very neat, not very...
Not many reaches end with an I. Like Sari, Yeti. Oh, yeah. Because it's not the greatest thing on earth to have something like that.
Yeah.
Eyes are horrible letters. Stick letters are horrible.
And if you're doing a capital I and you're doing a capital T, it's like going to be like... You know.
Oh yeah, the negative space is gonna fuck you.
But the join will be sensational from the top of the T and the bottom of the I. You know what I mean?
Because he could shift see the bottom of the E. He could just elongate that a bit to fill that gap between the T. Yeah.
Just connect it anyway, innit? Connect the E to the bottom of the T anyway.
So it's not bad for someone, as I said, as long as they're a youth, but if it's a grown ass person, man, then
it's like don't be dabbling in graft, man. Find another
Big Mike
hobby.
With a beard.
You find a different hobby, motherfucker.
It's tough.
No, but that person keeps doing graph and they'll do good letters.
Oh yeah, big up Yeti.
They're better than the normal toy. But Yeti.
Appreciate you sending that in, brother man. Although maybe I'll tell you who would beef him is Tizer. Doesn't Tizer do all the Yeti characters now?
Yeah.
So you got beef Tizer now for the name. No, I'm just kidding.
Boss you in your face, man.
Alright, theme, you're gonna take us out to a song.
Oh, I'm going to have to turn on the old stereo again, yeah.
Bap, once again, thank you, brother. Really, every time I meet you, you're such a humble, nice, good person.
Sensational, man.
Yeah. Not only...
This time he brought presents, bro.
And mate, that canvas, I'm going to cherish it for sure.
Yeah.
Man, and we should go paint a wall sometime, man. We'll do something.
Yeah, no, we go. We go, yeah.
Yeah, but he doesn't go and paint walls just to paint walls.
Well, that's what I'm saying. We'll go
all
out.
He's gonna come yard.
I will definitely reach out and we'll sort something out.
What will it take to get you to come yard?
Oh, you're talking to me. What would it take?
Would it never, ever... If there was one of them ones where you got a phone call and it was like, yo, it's there and it's never meant to be there. It's like one of those one-off things where it's never meant to be there and it's there. And we know it's there.
I can't really say on here.
Okay.
I can't really say on here. You know, as I said, there's things I would love to do and I'm pretty sure there's the opportunity. But I probably won't.
You really wouldn't. I'll
talk on camera about it, but yeah. You know, I wouldn't. You know,
could you imagine seeing that shit?
You know, I was gonna say big love to my missus, yeah, because she's been, you know, a rock for me. You know, I
mean? Yeah. What a woman,
amazing.
And so I've got to pick up one other person, who's my bona fide from day. And I'm there's just one story I wish I could have said earlier on, but I'm not gonna do it now.
No,
you know,
no
big up event.
Oh, let's have a story.
He
about
doesn't
event.
Get shouted out enough.
They,
you know?
they don't. They forgot about people like him. But see, event
serious bomber.
He's my brother from day, man. And even after he's done all these bits and pieces, me and him are still tight to this day.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. And yeah,
when did you first meet him?
You know what? I don't even know.
Oh, right.
I can't even remember. It's that so far back.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. And time and things happened and. You know, he went missing for a bit to a certain degree, using certain words there. But even that story there in itself is just mental, man. It's absolutely mental. But, you know, big him up because, you know, things would have gone south for me that day. But, you know, he staunched it out, man. And, yeah, respect to that guy, man. Trust me.
Big him up.
Big up event all day long.
Every time. Maybe we get him on.
That'll be a reach to get on that London map, an event reach.
You reckon he'll do it? Is he the type or no, you don't know?
That's not happening.
Nah?
That's not happening. That's not happening. If it happened, I'd probably have to be it myself.
Yeah, okay.
But I very much doubt that would happen.
It's all love. Anyway, we show enough love regardless. You know what I mean? Theme, what song are we going out to, man?
We're going out to Capo, our man from Nottingham.
I'm so sorry, Theme. We never even mentioned the tune we came into, which was Just Ice featuring KRS-One.
Mm-hmm.
What was the name of the track?
Going Way Back.
Going Way Back, and that's what we've done this time. So that's enough said, really. There's not
really
much to explain.
Yeah, we could have gone on for a lot more time as well.
That's true.
But
maybe we'll do a part two. We'll do a part two at some point.
Yeah, deserves a part two, I reckon. That definitely.
Oh, for sure.
This is...
Maybe we do an episode similar to what we did with Mean, because we did a Mean episode, then Mean part two, where we just got legendary photos from the past and just spoke about them and what they meant to us and what we saw, we did. And just like a pure graph flicks talk. That would be a sick one to get into.
Yeah, for real.
Sorry, now Gothy.
This is a track called Strongbow by Capo. Big up Capo from Nottingham, man.
Salute.
On his newish album. You should really, 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 really give this a listen.
He did an F24.
Did he?
I think, yeah. So salute Capo, man. Thank you again, brother.
I respect, man. Big up. Me up with you, man.
Salute.
It's about you and your despair, your lack of hope.
You know, every day's a struggle for me. Every day.
Look, people have, throughout history, have woken up in the dead of the night confronted by blackness. Mm-hmm. The sense that our lives are without meaning.
Well, we don't care about the New York map. We've got the London Underground map. Our esteemed guest, Mr. Bap. This is going to be a giveaway for the people who leave a comment below.
Another sensational giveaway from the almshouse.
From the almshouse. We're going to give this away to a lucky winner. If you leave a comment below, we will pick one of them next week and we will send you out this exclusive Baps with the beef throw up. Almshouse to ya moms, baby.
So I wore solution filling while I talk. Under my breath to myself. Head down like I'm carving. And I am groomed. still feeling like a child though. My daily routine to the shop, for my four pack of Strongbow. And then I walk, slow shuffling while I talk, under my breath to myself, until I'm back to my dad's house. Closing the door, safe again within these walls. Taking my meds, I ain't forgetting, I ain't going back, nah. Put the telly on and start sipping while my mind's flicking back to last Wednesday or Thursday. See, I was walking to the shop, that's when I saw him, and he asked me how I was, and so I told him that I'm not doing very well at all, you know. This within I'm in this shop getting worse, bruv. Can't seem to shake it, it's only getting worse, and I'm scared, you know. It just really fucking hurts, bruv. Seen it in his eyes, he's looking for an escape route. Stay strong, buddy, stay strong. Sniff, cough, fist pump, then he's gone. See, I don't know how it happened. If I did, I wouldn't be letting it happen now. How can that be? And these doctors are fucking rubbish. I get the distinct impression they're just laughing at me. Fucking class divisions, and for weeks now I just think the whole world is out to kill me. Living in purgatory, can't remember where it all started or where it stored up.
Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv?